From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, my name is Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. It's great to have your company once again. We'll open the hour with a piano, bass, and drums trio. This particular combination is one of my favorite instrumental combinations in jazz. This time, the trio, consisting of pianist Chris Gestrin, bassist André Lachance, and drummer Dylan Vanderschiff. We'll go back to the year 2000 for their album simply titled Trio, and the track we'll listen to from that release, To Give Again.
Thank you. around with strife. I wasn't cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. That stuff rolls off my knife. I like tomatoes and mashed potatoes. I love the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Take the high road, I'll take the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy, I like that simple life. Step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. That stuff rolls off my knife. 'Cause I like tomatoes and mashed potatoes. I like the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not big and wide. A house with joy and laughter, you'll be inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, yes indeedy, I like the simple life. Sounds corny and seedy, yes indeedy, give me simple life.
a live performance featuring the late guitarist Kenny Poole, last name spelled P-O-O-L-E. Kenny Poole was not a household name in jazz guitar, but those who were familiar with his work greatly admired him for his playing style and technique. He was predominantly a fingerstyle jazz guitarist. He passed away in May of 2006 in his late 50s after losing his long battle with cancer. Over the years, Kenny recorded frequently at the Heritage Restaurant in Cincinnati, and there is a CD compilation available featuring highlights from those many performances, the album Heritage, and we heard a piece often associated with the Count Basie Orchestra, Jive at Five. Before that, a collaboration between vocalist Maddie Weiner and guitarist Vince Lewis. Their 2013 release together is called Crossroads, and it features music from the Great American Songbook as well as jazz renditions of more contemporary material from the likes of Joni Mitchell and Van Morrison. That track also featuring Rick Simmerly on trombone, Tom Hildreth on bass, and River Gagarin on drums. The opening track, a piece penned by Rube Bloom and Harry Ruby in the mid-1940s, Give Me the Simple Life. And we began the set and also the hour with Chris Gestrin, André Lachance, and Dylan Vanderschiff, piano, bass, and drums. From their album Trio, we heard To Give Again. We'll begin this set with more live music and another jazz icon who is sadly no longer with us, British saxophonist Edward Tubby Hayes. He passed away far too young in 1973 at the age of 38. This performance was recorded at Ronnie Scott's, the premier London jazz nightclub, in 1963, but the performance was not issued to the public until 1988, when it was finally issued on the Redial label. The album is called Down in the Village, and we'll hear the opening track of the release, and I'll let Mr. Hayes tell you who is performing and the track title.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in the centre of the West End of London, where this evening we're recording a session of modern jazz, and I'd like to introduce you to the guys in the group. First of all, we have on the piano the very talented Gordon Beck. Gordon Beck, ladies and gentlemen. On bass, I'd like you to meet Freddie Logan. On the drums, the very wonderful Alan Ganley. And on the trumpet, we have Europe's foremost modern jazz trumpeter, Jimmy Duker. My name's Tubby Hayes, and apart from being the greatest jazz musician in the world, I'm also the biggest liar in the world. We'd like to open the proceedings with Johnny One Note, and it's arranged by Jimmy Duker. Johnny One Note.
We'll be right back. song and senses, so I thought you ought to know. I love you madly. Better fish out in the sea is not a theory for me, and that's for sure, just like I said before. I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my little song so loudly, and good things come to those who wait. So just relax and wait for fate to let you see how much you mean to me. I love you madly. Love you madly round our own sounds like the lyrics of a song, and since it's so I thought you ought to know. I love you madly. Better fish I am the sea is not a theory for me, and that's for sure, just like I said before. I love you madly. If you can see the happy you and me I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly, and good things come to those who wait. So just relax and wait for fate to let you see how much you mean to me. I love you madly.
Thank you.
The John Coltrane classic Giant Steps. Of course, that piece, recorded by Coltrane in 1959 for the album Giant Steps, performed here by two tenor sax players teaming up in the early 90s. Bob Mincer, the longtime sax player in the Yellow Jackets, and the late Michael Brecker, who was probably better known for his fusion work with his brother trumpeter Randy Brecker in the Brecker Brothers. In 1993, Bob Mincer and Michael Brecker teamed up for the album Twin Tenors, released on the Novus label, with Don Gorolnik on piano, Michael Formanek on bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. And we heard one of two versions of Giant Steps found on that CD. The vocal in the set came from Rachel Price. Rachel has been hailed by critics as an up-and-coming jazz singer with a promising future, and I'm inclined to agree. We went back to 2008 for her album The Good Hours, a studio release featuring her live touring group with Warren Wolf on vibes and piano, Eric Prevert on bass, and Dave Brophy on drums. We heard Love You Madly from Rachel Price. And we began the set with the Tubby Hayes Quintet, recorded live in 1963 at Ronnie Scott's in London. The album Down in the Village, we heard Johnny One Note. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, and if you are a regular listener to the program, you may notice something slightly different about this show, as I'm featuring more vocalists. Normally, I feature at least one jazz singer per show, but I do focus predominantly on instrumental jazz. But I had a conversation with a listener recently, and they suggested that I try to feature more jazz vocalists, as it may widen the program's appeal. And of course, I certainly want to do that. I've experimented with incorporating more vocals into the program in the past, and I'd love to know what you think. Should there be more vocals, or should I stick to predominantly instrumental jazz? Your feedback, greatly appreciated. You can send email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode of the show or previous editions of The Jazz Scene, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1709. We'll begin our final set of the hour with guitarist Albert Vila, who hails from Spain, and a track from his album Standards. He's in a trio with René Alizard on bass and Jorge Rossi on drums. This is the opening track, East of the Sun. Thank you.
doesn't ever bring me pretty flowers. Jim never tries to cheer my lonely hours. Don't know why I'm so crazy for Jim. Jim never tells me I'm his heart's desire. I never seem to set his love afire. Gone are the years I've wasted on him. Sometimes when I get feeling low, I say let's call it quits. Then I hang on and let him go. Breaking my heart in bits. Someday I know that Jim will up and leave me. But even if he does, you can believe me, I'll go on carrying the torch for my Jim. Carrying the torch For who
wrapping up the hour with some Latin jazz from pianist Bill O'Connell, with Dave Valentin on flute and Richie Flores on timbales and cajon. Their 2008 release is called Triple Play, and it's a collection of standards and originals given a Latin jazz treatment. We heard You've Changed. Before that, a classic from 1954, the great Sarah Vaughan on vocals, teaming up with trumpeter Clifford Brown for the album Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown, reissued on vinyl in 2012 on the Wax Time label. It's also available as a download. And they're backed by Herbie Mann on flute, Paul Kinichet on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones piano, Joe Benjamin bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. We heard the lovely ballad Jim. And we began our final set of the hour with Spanish guitarist Albert Vila and his trio, and their rendition of East of the Sun from the album Standards. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for more of the very best in jazz. The jazz scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.